Brazil freezes $2 billion in crypto laundering crackdown on the PCC cartel. Brazil's federal police launched Operation Exchange on July 3rd, sending more than 50 officers across São Paulo state to execute 13 search and seizure warrants and 11 temporary arrest warrants against a money laundering network tied to the Primeiro Comando de Capital, PCC, the drug trafficking organization born in São Paulo's prisons in the 1990s and now Latin America's largest criminal group. A federal court authorized the seizure of assets, cash and cryptocurrency worth roughly $2 billion, about 11 billion reais. The number that matters sits just underneath the headline figure. Investigators say preliminary analysis of the network's accounts identified transactions exceeding $1.92 billion. That is not an estimate of hidden wealth. It is money that already moved. A two-day gap between Washington and São Paulo, the raids came 2 days after the U.S. Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control sanctioned the same network. On July 1st, OFAC designated two Brazilians, Victor Henrique de Oliveira Shimada and Stella Stephanie Nunes Henrique de Oliveira, along with four companies, for laundering drug proceeds on behalf of the PCC. According to Treasury, Shimada served as a key link between PCC operatives based in Florida and foreign drug traffickers. His organization allegedly laundered more than $30 million generated in and around multiple U.S. cities, using cryptocurrency to move the funds back to Brazil. Oliveira is accused of providing logistical support for the laundering operations. The sequencing reads as coordination rather than coincidence. Sanctions cut the network off from the U.S. financial system on Wednesday. Brazilian police froze its assets and moved on its principals by Friday. One key figure was detained during the raids, while another remains at large, according to press reports. Crypto was one rail. Among several Brazilian investigators describe a structured system rather than a crypto-only pipeline. The network allegedly combined cryptocurrency transfers with physical transport of cash and valuables, high-value banking transactions, and layered transfers between individuals and shell companies. That detail matters for how this story gets told. Crypto did specific work in the scheme. It moved drug proceeds across borders, from U.S. retail drug markets back to PCC coffers in Brazil, faster and with less friction than bulk cash. But the laundering itself leaned just as heavily on conventional banking and front companies. The suspects face potential charges of criminal association, money laundering, and tax evasion. Blockchain transfers also cut the other way. The $192 billion transaction trail investigators cite exists partly because on-chain movements leave permanent records that couriers carrying cash do not. Brazil keeps tightening the screws on illicit flows. Operation Exchange lands in the middle of a broader Brazilian push against dirty money on crypto rails. The central bank is weighing a 24-hour hold on stablecoin transfers above $10,000, a rule aimed at exactly the kind of rapid cross-border settlement the PCC network allegedly exploited. Brazilian authorities have dismantled several large laundering schemes in recent years, including a $2.6 billion crypto operation in 2024. The U.S. side is escalating, too. OFAC has leaned on crypto designations repeatedly this year, including sanctions on 134 ISIS-K-linked wallets that Tether froze within hours. Cross-border cases where a U.S. designation triggers same-week enforcement in the counterparty country remain rare. This one may become the template. For ordinary crypto users in Brazil, the practical effect is indirect but real. Exchanges and payment providers operating there face growing pressure to tighten monitoring, and compliance costs eventually show up in onboarding friction and transfer delays across the broader card and payments market.